Welcome to your daily devotional for December 30th. Saul's armor or God's armor? 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 38 and 39. So Saul clothed David with his armor, and he put a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with the coat of mail. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, "I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them." So David took them off. The genesis of this devotional was a couple short sentences about David that I came across on page 5 of the December 11th, 2020 edition of my favorite newspaper, The Sword of the Lord. He tried on Saul's armor, but it did not fit. Only the Lord's armor fits the Christian. As I meditated upon this, thoughts to expand upon this came into my head. David was about to go into battle, and he was spiritually well prepared. But when it came to physical preparation, he seemed to be woefully inadequate for the task of taking on Goliath. Saul got David the best worldly armor available, but this was the Lord's battle. Human battle attire was not fitting for spiritual warfare. Besides, if David did wear the armor, some folks might have said that David won the battle at least in part because he was well defended by the armor. This would have detracted from God's glory in the situation. Today, don't say that you will do this and that because of your own great preparations. Rather, put on the armor of God and trust Him to be your offense and your defense. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Ephesians 6:10-18. God bless you and have a good day.